Will you not join us in Atlantis, where we will go down through streets of blue and yellow marble to the wharves of Orichalc, and choose us a galley with a golden Eros for figurehead, and sails of Tyrian sandal, with mariners that knew Odysseus, and beautiful amber-breasted crew from the mountain vales of Lemuria. We will lift anchor for the unknown fortunate isles of the outer sea, and, sailing in the wake of an opal sunset, we'll lose that ancient land in the glaucous twilight, and you will see from your couch of ivory and satin the rising of unknown stars and perished planets. Perhaps we will not return, but will follow the tropic summer from isle to halcyon isle across the amaranthine seas of myth and fable. You will eat the lotus and the fruits of lands whereof Odysseus never dreamt, and drink the pallid wines of faery, grown in a vale of perpetual moonlight. You will find a necklace of rosy tinted pearls and a necklace of yellow rubies, and you will crown each other with precious corals that have the semblance of sanguine-colored blossoms. You will roam in the marts of forgotten cities of jasper and carnelian-builded ports beyond Cathay, and you will buy a gown of peacock azure, damascened with copper and gold and vermilion, and you will buy a gown of black samite with runes of orange, woven by fantastic sorcery, without the touch of hands, in a dim land of spells and incantations.